the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. The calendar might say that we are in the first full week of spring. Problem is, old man winter can't read. We'll explain why when we take a look at Island's hometown forecast from WHTC.com following this news. The groundwork for the new power plant in Holland's Eastern Gateway vicinity continues. During this afternoon's meeting, the board of the Holland Board of Public Works expected to endorse two more offers of just compensation for land in the 5th Street Fairbanks Avenue neighborhood where the 114-megawatt facility and adjoining infrastructure will be built. The panel is also asked to recommend a contract with Hydrocarbon Technology Engineering for gas pipeline design and construction management services, along with one with Siemens Energy for a couple of combustion turbine engines that the natural gas-fueled plant will house. All these agreements need City Council approval before they are enacted. This comes after brisk sales last week of nearly $160 million in municipal revenue bonds that will fund up to three-quarters of the costs for building the complex. And BPW General Manager Dave Koster says that site preparation is not long in coming.
We're going to start the demolition process probably the week after tulip time. We'll start seeing activity out there and things starting to come down.
The utility hopes to have the facility online by the end of 2016. Meanwhile, another big financial boost in renovating Windmill Island comes from a familiar source. The Richard and Helen DeVos Foundation, named after the co-founder of Amway Corporation and his wife, it's given the Windmill Island Gardens Future Fund a $250,000 donation to help pay for planned improvements to the home of the 252-year-old authentic Dutch Dizwan windmill, whose needed overhauling last year sparked the island's renewal efforts. According to city officials, this brings the amount raised thus far to around $1.25 million, more than halfway to the target of $2.1 million for things such as improving surrounding buildings, widening the vehicle road to the park, and building pedestrian pathways from both the city and from Holland Township. It's been a labor of love for Mayor Kurt Dykstra and other civic officials involved in fundraising.
It's just been a very fun project to work on. Frustrating at times, but certainly overall a very fun project, and we've gotten such good feedback from people who really value the Some value the mill more than the space. Some value the space more than the mill. But it's the combination of site and amenities, I think, that make it a pretty unique place.
More than 420 people have donated thus far, and organizers are looking to augment a $375,000 Michigan Economic Development Grant with a total of $700,000 in other state grant money. The last word on one-man, one-woman marriage in Michigan has not been said. Far from it. For about 24 hours, homosexual couples were given the legal right to tie the knot after a late Friday afternoon ruling, with immediate effect, by federal judge Bernard Friedman that struck down the state law because it had violated the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. By the time the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati issued a temporary stay on Saturday evening, dozens of same-sex unions were conducted in several counties, including Muskegon, where Pastor Bill Freeman of the Harbor Unitarian Universalist Congregation presided over about 50 marriages.
Your marriage has now been blessed, and you are now officially married. You may now kiss your beloved.
Freeman is leaving that church in August, but he remains the chaplain of the All Spirits Church in Holland, where he couldn't conduct any same-sex marriages, as clerks Dan Krueger of Ottawa County and Joyce Watts of Allegan County awaiting guidance on the matter from State Attorney General Bill Schutte, who's leading the appeals process of Judge Freeman's ruling. The appeals court will hear the matter on Wednesday with the legality of all of Saturday's same-sex marriages currently on hold. Catholic church leaders do not agree with Bill Freeman's stance on same-sex marriages.
The Michigan Catholic Conference says marriage is and can only ever be a unique relationship solely between one man and one woman. The Catholic bishops went on to say that no ruling of a court or an election can ever change that for the church. They add the decision from the judge strikes at the very essence of family, community, and human nature. I'm Elisa Z.
They're playing the blame game in Lansing about the state of the state's roads. Democrats have jumped all over a MERS Target Insight poll released last week that showed 28% of respondents blamed the legislature for the poor state of Michigan's roads, and 24% blamed Governor Snyder. The party has established a website called SnyderHoles.com and have featured a report from Detroit's NBC TV affiliate about how to hit a pothole on its YouTube channel. Part of the problem, says Republican Representative Bob Janetsky of Saugatuck, is that that 19-cent gas tax doesn't go completely towards the state roads, as many people are led to believe.
A decent chunk of that goes to roads and infrastructure. Some of that goes also to bike trails. Some of it goes to green buses and public transportation in Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Flint, Detroit. In addition, a lot of your gas tax goes to planning at MDOT. So I would like to see a lot more of that money go directly to roads, bridges, and infrastructure.
Governor Snyder's office responded to the poll by saying that he's working to solve the problem instead of fingering those to blame for the problem. A trade group wants to revamp Michigan's education system.
Governor Rick Snyder called for more vocational training opportunities in K-12 education at his economic summit in Grand Rapids. The Associated General Contractors of America's Brian Termail says that with an aging construction workforce, there are many well-paying jobs to be filled.
What we think we need to be able to do is to make it easier for school districts or for construction associations or for construction firms to establish especially secondary-level construction training programs.
He says even if students don't go into construction, studies have shown the application of concepts in math and science are more comprehensively learned through their real-world use. I'm Sam Herold reporting.
Only one more week until the deadline to sign up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. Americans who don't have health coverage through their work, Medicare, or Medicaid have until March 31st to enroll in the federal program known as Obamacare, or be subject to fines at tax time next year. Last week, a study conducted by Bankrate.com indicated that 46% of respondents were unaware of the March 31st deadline. Based on the White House's track record, Republican Congressman Bill Heising of Zeeland is skeptical about that deadline holding.
These guys in the administration just keep trying to move the goalposts at every opportunity because they know it's not going to work the way that it's currently set up. But they don't want to go back to the legislature to battle that out. They just want to do it, all on their own. And that's not how the system works constitutionally.
The administration says 5 million people have enrolled in the healthcare.gov website or through state online exchanges. The Red Wings look to bounce back from last night's 4-3 overtime loss to Minnesota at Joe Louis Arena when Detroit travels to Columbus tomorrow evening. Gustav Nyquist scored 2 first-period goals for the Wings last night.
We're battling for a playoff spot. That's what you want to see, but unfortunately, we couldn't keep this streak rolling here tonight, and we got a point, so we'll forget about this one and then move on.
Broadcast time with Ken Kell and Paul Woods on 1450 WHTC is at 7:10 p.m. Joel Quenneville's Blackhawks have lost 4 of their last 7 after last night's 2-0 shutout loss at home to Nashville.
We had effort. I mean, we're still playing the right way. You got to have patience with this team, and you know you got to win ugly. And then when you're behind, it really compounds things against you.
Chicago welcomes Dallas to the United Center tomorrow evening. Exhibition baseball today finds the Tigers taking on Pittsburgh and Bradenton. As Dan Dickerson and Jim Price have coverage beginning at 1 p.m. on 1450 WHTC. While out west, the Cubs face San Diego and the White Sox go up against Seattle. NBA play this evening finds Andre Drummond and the Pistons in Utah. Detroit has lost 8 of its last 9 games.
Can't stand it. I mean, I hate it. But, it's a part of the game, and you got to listen to take you sometimes and figure ways how to continue to get better and be a better team.
Meanwhile, Tom Thibodeau hopes his Bulls can learn from last Friday's 12-point loss at Indiana when Chicago has a rematch with the Pacers at the United Center this evening.
You got to defend and you got to rebound. You got to take care of the ball. If you're short in one of those areas, you're putting yourself in a lot of trouble. And that's what we did. If we weren't tough enough, you got to be tough.
After yesterday's NCAA tournament action, Michigan and Michigan State learned that they will be playing in Sweet 16 competition Friday night. The Wolverines meet Tennessee in Indianapolis. The Spartans taking on Virginia at New York's Madison Square Garden. The Griffins couldn't complete a 3-games-in-3-days sweep yesterday, giving up 4 goals in the first period en route to a 6-2 rout at Chicago. Grand Rapids completes its season-long 7-game road trip in Rockford on Friday evening. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for increasing cloudiness this afternoon with a high of 29. Snow showers will develop overnight, less than an inch of accumulation with a low of 20. Mostly cloudy and windy tomorrow with less than an inch of snow showers, high 25. Mostly sunny on Wednesday, high 31. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.